Morning, everybody. We have scheduled prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just want to thank you for all your many blessings to us. Thank you for keeping us safe. We ask that you continue to bless and keep us and those around the world. We ask that you be with ones that are traveling this morning. Keep them in your mercy. And any other prayer requests that were mentioned or thought of around the world, just in our prayer, amen. This morning I was kind of thinking kind of a couple different ideas, but let's see if I can incorporate them together. But 1 John, chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. And I was just kind of thinking about that this morning, God and his mercies to us, it's kind of another thought, thinking how merciful God is to us, to allow us to serve him, to allow us to see that we can serve him. You know, Uncle David said many times that just the mercies of God, that we were born right here, that we're raised right here, that we've been shown the things we've shown. It's just amazing to me to think, you know, why me, like, or why us, you know, why me mainly, but I haven't done anything to deserve that, and it's just an amazing thing to me that God in his mercy has allowed that. And I was reading in Ephesians 2, verse 4, God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. So I just was thinking, you know, they talked about last week or the week before or something, yeah. Us young people, we've been shown a life that most young people don't even have, because our parents have went through many trials and tribulations to get us to this point. Amen. And how thankful we should be as children or the younger generation of the church here to carry on that torch or that light. And it's a big responsibility for us, and I just want to encourage us, I guess, to just keep on and be thankful and don't take it for granted. That's a big thing there. We get busy with the cares of this world, and we take things for granted, I think, too easy. I do myself very, very much, but be thankful, don't take it for granted, and that God in his mercy has allowed us to be where we are and who we are to do his will. So that's all I have.